Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And here's something I didn't know. In less distance out to sea than your average New Yorker's commute home, there is likely a whale singing at this very moment. That's according to the director of the Ocean Giants program at the New York Aquarium on Coney Island. Yes, it turns out that New York's whale population has risen in recent years, and now marine scientists are mapping that movement. In a joint effort, the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution and the Wildlife Conservation Society placed an acoustic monitoring buoy just 22 miles south of Fire Island to pick up whale songs and map whale behavior. Here, be very quiet, here is 8 seconds of a humpback song they recorded. Mark Baumgartner, associate scientist and marine ecologist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, is here to tell us what else they've overheard since the recorder was set in late June, and we'll have a little more sound. Hi, Mark. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Glad to be here.
What kinds of whales do we have in New York, New Jersey waters?
Well, we have a number of different large whales. We have the humpback whale, which if you go out on a whale-watching tour off of Long Island, you'll most likely see humpback whales. We also have fin whales, sei whales, this extremely endangered North Atlantic right whale. And occasionally we get blue whales and sperm whales and minke whales as well.
How big do they tend to be?
Well, fin whales, which is what we've been detecting over the last few weeks, get up to about 80 feet long, maybe 120 tons. These are really, really large animals.
How much has the whale population increased in our area in recent years?
So the whale population that has increased is the humpback whales. We're seeing the populations of humpback whales increase over the North Atlantic. Although this is still an endangered species, their populations have increased. And so there have been more sightings in New York waters in recent years. The other populations, however, we either know very little about their population trends, or for the North Atlantic right whale, again, the most critically endangered species in our waters, their population may actually be decreasing at this time.
Instead of me asking you a general why is this happening question, I'm going to take a call from Chris in Garden City, who has a specific why is this happening question. Hi, Chris. You're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for taking my call. I was just wondering, is this potentially a good sign because, say, our waters have been getting cleaner and, again, maybe the populations are getting larger? Or is this potentially a bad sign that it could mean, you know, changes in current because of global warming or something of that nature?
That's a great question, Chris. That's part of the reason that we're doing research in New York waters, is to help us understand exactly that kind of a question. As scientists, we are definitely worried about climate change in the ocean. We know it's happening. It's happening rapidly in the Arctic, and it's happening slowly but surely in our waters off of New York and where I live in Massachusetts. And we don't know what the impact of those changes will be on the whales. One of the main reasons we're doing this is because these whales that we are discussing are all endangered and they have conservation issues. So part of population change is going to be due to climate change, but a significant part of it is due to things that we do in the ocean. Large whales tend to get hit by ships and entangled in fishing gear, and these are the kinds of conservation issues that will really impact these populations' trends, whether they increase or decrease in the near term.
Chris, thank you. Who else has a whale-related question? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692 for Mark Baumgartner, scientist and marine ecologist at Woods Hole, 212-433-9692. As scientists are noting an increase in the whale population in New York, New Jersey area waters. On the global warming aspect, are most of the whales who are growing in population here coming from waters that were further to the south of us, which might indicate that those waters are getting too warm for them on average, which might be an indication of global warming?
So for the whale populations, we are seeing some distribution shifts, not necessarily in the humpback whales that seem to be increasing, but for North Atlantic right whales, their population is shifting, and we don't find them in the places that we usually find them. For other species in the ocean, fish and squid, we're finding significant distribution changes. We're finding more southerly species appearing in northern waters. In the waters where I do a lot of research in the Gulf of Maine, we're seeing southerly fish and squid species that have never been seen in the Gulf of Maine before. We've seen populations of lobsters move northward, and we think this is all due to the warming of the waters associated with the climate change.
We heard the 8 seconds of the humpback whale. Listeners, be really quiet again. We're going to play another 5-second song off the album. And after that, Mark, you'll tell us the name of the artist. But listen to these 5 seconds of a local whale. Who was that? That was lower than a humpback whale sound, wasn't it?
Those are very low frequency. Those are the what we call up calls produced by the North Atlantic right whale. And we believe that call is used as a contact call. So it's a way of saying hello. And it may be that those calls are actually individually identifiable. So it could be a whale saying, hello, my name is Brian. And it's a way to reach out to other animals. One of the reasons we worry about, one of the reasons we put the buoy where we did in the New York Bight is because shipping traffic can create an enormous amount of noise, and that contact call can get drowned out by shipping noise, and that's a serious concern of scientists and one of the reasons we're focusing on New York waters.
I thought Brian was mostly an Irish name, not whale. Can you identify a whale by hearing their song? Can you?
Yes, we can. I can, and scientists can. The whales make very distinctive sounds. Some of them, like the right whale you just heard, will make that contact call. It's a very simple call. Other species, like the humpback whale song that we heard, make long songs, if you will, very different and varied kinds of sounds. But we can recognize humpback sound by the patterns, by the song itself. Other species we just identify by a simple call like that up call you played.
All right. We'll give you a blindfold test on another one. Here's 12 seconds of another whale sound.
That is a say whale.
Correct. S-E-I. What does that mean?
Say whale means, it means cod or haddock, I can't remember which, in Norwegian. And the reason the say whale is named after the fish is because in Norway, the say whales appear about the same time as the fish in local waters. And so that's why they named it that.
Here's a recording that you sent us, which you had to speed up for it to be audible. It's the sound of the fin whale sped up 24 times, and at that, this is only 4 seconds of a fin whale. Explain that.
That very repeated sound is characteristic of fin whale calls. It's the call that scientists call the 20 hertz pulse sound, and they make that sound lasts only a second. It's very, very low frequency. The only way you could hear it at the normal speed is if you were in a movie theater. You know, the movie theaters can play. Usually in action movies, there'll be this rumbling in your chest during explosions. Those are very low-frequency sounds, and that's what the fin whale sound would fin whale call would sound like.
So by speeding it up 24 times, you're raising the frequency.
Exactly. We're raising the pitch such that you and I can hear it easily with our ears.
Here's that again. Here's that again. Just 4 seconds times 24 from the way it usually was, from how low this sound was. Okay, go ahead. What were you going to say?
So that is actually exactly the sound that we are detecting right now, 22 miles south of Fire Island. That's a fin whale 20 hertz pulse call made in repetition, and it's the repetition that allows us to identify that sound. And we just heard, just 8:30 this morning, we detected those exact sounds out in New York Harbor. So there's a fin whale out there right now calling.
Where can people hear these sounds?
So the buoy actually does not transmit sound. It transmits information about the sounds that it detects. But the sounds that you are playing were recorded from an identical buoy that was deployed off of Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts last year. And so we're going to be putting those sounds up on our website, robotsforwhales.whoi.edu, and you can actually listen to these sounds.
So that's where people can hear the recordings. Say the web address again.
It's robotsforwhales.whoi.edu.
WHOI stands for Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute. For people who might have an easier time remembering it from that. And Barrett in Manhattan, you're on WNYC with Mark Baumgartner from Woods Hole. Hi, Barrett.
Hi, how are you, Leonard?
Brian.
Good. I wanted to know where we could go watch whales in New York, what time and where the best place is, because having done that off the coast of California and having had a life-changing experience with a whale that swam right up to the boat and stayed there for 25 minutes, I'd really love to do it around here.
So there are whale watching operations on the both western and eastern ends of Long Island. So if you just look up whale watching Long Island in Google, you'll find the companies that offer those services. And it is a life-changing experience. I really encourage you to do that. One of the reasons that we put the buoy out there and make this data available in near real time to the public is we hope to foster a sense of stewardship for the whales in New Yorkers. Imagine if there were 100-ton endangered animals in the middle of Central Park. Every New Yorker would know about it. But these whales, which are really close to New York, most people don't even know they're there. And that's part of our goal, is to raise awareness.
Margie on Island Park. You're on WNYC. Hi, Margie.
Hi. I am the perfect segue for your last caller. In Rockaway, we went whale watching a couple of years ago. One of my colleagues is an oceanography teacher, and she moonlights on this boat. It's right by the fort over there, and you can buy tickets. I think they have them online. And it was the most incredible experience. I took a student that was working for me as a little special gift, and we were totally blown away by the whales, how much we saw them, how much they were following the boat, how large they were, how much information the organization was giving out about whales, and how educational it was for all the children that were aboard. And keep it up. This is just such a tremendous, exciting, exhilarating experience. I encourage everyone to go over there and try it out for an afternoon.
A customer testimonial from Margie in Island Park. Thank you very much. And Harrison in Norwalk, you're on WNYC. Hi, Harrison.
Hi, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
This is the second year that there have been humpback whales spotted in Long Island Sound, and last summer I was sailing in the Sound and sailed through a pod of a dozen bottleneck dolphins. And having spoken with fishermen who've been out on the Sound for 40 years and told me they never saw a dolphin in the Sound, I wonder if these sightings might be evidence of a healthier ecosystem on Long Island Sound rather than global warming or climate change problems.
Or maybe both, Mark.
Or maybe both, and I'll hang up and listen to your response.
Thank you very much.
That's a great question, Harrison. I suspect we don't know what's driving those distribution changes, but as I mentioned before, because we see these southerly changes in distribution such that there are southern fish and squid species coming farther north, bottlenose dolphins feed on those same fish and squid. So the changing of distributions for the whales, for the dolphins just following their prey makes an awful lot of sense. The environment still needs to be pretty clean and pristine for these animals as well. So I think you may be right that it's probably a combination of both a good clean environment as well as climate change that's bringing these species to the north.
Well, we're going to leave it here, except I'm going to let you say one more time how people can find out about whale sighting excursions and whether they can leave from, various ports. Can you leave from New York and someplace on Connecticut and someplace in New Jersey?
I don't know the exact whale watching companies that are out there, but I really recommend you just simply Google whale watching New York or whale watching Long Island or whale watching New Jersey. I'm sure you'll get a chance. You'll find the companies that are providing these services. I also encourage everyone to look at the website robotsforwhales.whoi.edu to find out what whales that we're hearing, because the whales that you see close to shore may be different than the whales that we're hearing actually offshore.
Mark Baumgartner is associate scientist and marine ecologist at WHOI, the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. Thank you so much for joining us and for sharing those wonderful whale sounds with us.
It was my pleasure, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, with the Olympics about to begin on Friday in Rio, we will look at changes in the Olympics over time, including changes in how they're staged. Stay with us.